What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. It is currently 12:54 right now when I'm recording this because we just had news break of Anthony Davis being traded to the Dallas Mavericks for Luka Doncic. This was broken by Shams within the last hour, and this trade, it was completely out of left field. I knew the Lakers were looking to do something big at the deadline. LeBron's been wanting to do something big at the deadline. But honestly, this is crazy to me that they would trade away Anthony Davis, because AD and LeBron had been there. Like, those were the guys. Like, they won the championship together. And to see AD go is pretty wild. But now for the Mavericks side, Luka built up that franchise. Like, the Mavericks were the laughingstock of the West ever since Dirk had left. Like, they were nothing. They weren't good. And then they make a trade with the Hawks to get Luka. And it's only been uphill from here for the Mavericks. And right now, honestly, my biggest question with this trade is how Luka is going to pair with LeBron. Because Luka plays a lot like LeBron does, from the passing ability, from the way they see the floor. Except Luka's obviously not as athletic as LeBron is, but they both have such high basketball IQ. But I think for the Lakers, it's really going to open up the shooting lanes for guys like Dalton Knecht and Austin Reaves. And with a coach like J.J. Redick, who made his bread and butter as a shooter, I think that's really going to help them get more three-point shots, because as good as the Lakers are doing right now, that's been one of their struggles, honestly, has been three-point shooting. And Luka can obviously knock down a lot of threes. So when he gets back healthy, I think that'll be something very interesting to watch for. But this reminds me of kind of how Harden and Westbrook, back when the Rockets traded for Westbrook and brought him in. Because I think it's two really ball-dominant guards to where it might clog it up a little bit, just because Luka's an alpha. LeBron's an alpha. One of them's have to take a step back and be number two. And we'll see, can one of them be the number two option on a team? Because LeBron, in many people's eyes, not mine, he is the greatest player of all time. Well, Luka is only 25, and he is already playing at a super high level. I mean, the things he's doing on the court are just special. But that's the question I want to know, because as good as they are, I think what made LeBron AD special is that LeBron could basically play point guard and run that pick and roll with Anthony Davis really well. And I'm surprised the Lakers didn't go after a five so they could maximize Anthony Davis at the four, because he has said multiple times that's where he feels most comfortable at, it's where he's best at. And if you go back to his days with the Pelicans, with when he had DeMarcus Cousins there for a little bit, he was really good at the four. It's just where he's good at. And so, again, I am really just shocked by this trade. The Mavericks have some other pieces, I think. But you look at the Mavericks roster now. They have Kyrie Irving. They now have Anthony Davis, PJ Washington, Klay Thompson, and Derek Lively. That's still a very, very good starting five. And I don't know. I think that the Mavericks are trying to go win now, because with Luka hurt, he's not going to come back. I don't know when he's coming back or how long he's going to be coming back. But I really do think that the Mavs are going to win now, because Anthony Davis, you can say what he wants. You can say what you want about Anthony Davis. When he is on the floor, he is one of the best players in the world, offensively and defensively. He is that good. And so when Lively comes back, which he will, you put Lively at the 5, AD to the 4. It's that simple. And I think the Mavericks are a really good team. They have some depth on that team too. So that's going to be really interesting to see. And so with the Lakers on the other hand, though, I think they're looking forward to the future because they know that LeBron doesn't have much time left. And they're going to need a plan, a contingency plan for the future. And Anthony Davis was never going to be the guy because unless you're like Wemby or Giannis, you really can't be the star of a team. Like, the way Anthony Davis plays, Anthony Davis needs someone else giving him the ball. He can't just go down the lane like a Giannis can. Or, like, he's not even like a Jokic either, where Jokic can handle the ball. Davis is more of a post-up guy, a good pick-and-roll guy. But he's not going to be your star franchise player. I mean, let me rephrase that. Your number one option on a championship team. And that's why it never got New Orleans. Because he could never be the number one option on a championship team. And again, these are my initial thoughts on the trade. Because I was shocked when I immediately saw this. First of all, I had no idea this was happening. Because I had heard no talk. And if you had told me that the generational talent for the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, was going to be traded that fast, I would have called you crazy. But it happened, and I think that just shows that anything can happen in sports. And I think this is going to be one of the biggest trades in NBA history because that's two really big names. But yeah, I mean, looking at it right now, from the standings perspective, sorry, one second. Lakers right now are 5th in the West, 28-19. And the Mavericks are 9th. They're in the play-in tournament. I think the Mavericks going in all in right now. That's all I think this is. Because as good as Luka is, I don't know how well he can go with Kyrie. And because I think they're going to extend Kyrie. I don't think they were prioritizing Kyrie, but I think they want to win now. And they knew they could make this move to try and win now. We'll see how it works. But then with the Lakers is weird because they're in a good position where they are. And I don't know why they would make this trade. I think they just beat the Knicks. Yeah, they beat the Knicks tonight too. And yeah, I don't know how this is going to work out between the two teams because, again, this is a blockbuster trade that just came out within the last hour. The details are on the internet. You can go find those. And, yeah, I just think this is going to be a very interesting time for the NBA because the Lakers were in position. They were 3.5 games out of the 3 seed, out of the 2 seed in the West. Here's the thing. Luka and LeBron are both great players. That's undeniable. Could they make it work? It's definitely not out of the realm of possibility. However, if it gets a little messy there because it's two alphas, come back to this. And I'm going to say it, I'm right. I could be wrong, though. Because I've been known to be wrong on things like these before. I could be dead wrong. I also expect the Mavericks to make a jump. I really do. And honestly, though, you can call me crazy. I believe you could maybe, just maybe, see LeBron James get traded. And I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out here. You don't just go get a Luka Doncic for no reason, right? Right now, LeBron is still LeBron. He is playing at a very high level. A team, teams could really use that right now. Like, imagine him and Curry on Golden State together. Like, I know it sounds crazy, but they loved playing with each other in France. You're telling me that couldn't work out? Like, that could easily work out. Because everyone knows how good Curry is off the ball. You put LeBron there to pass him the ball. And you know he likes Draymond Green too. But yeah, I think this is going to be a crazy time for the NBA in the Western Conference specifically. Well, thank you for bearing with me. This has been a shorter episode of the Uncensored Podcast. But this is my immediate reaction to the blockbuster trade of Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks and Los Angeles Lakers. I'll see y'all soon.